Joining us on Front and Center is Wayne Winsley. Wayne is a motivational keynote speaker. He's also executive director for Brave Enough to Fail. And Wayne, welcome to Front and Center.
Dan, thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
First, as an overview, how about explaining to our audience what is Brave Enough to Fail?
Brave Enough to Fail is a 501c3 nonprofit that provides free motivational programs and scholarships to high schools that need them. The goal is to increase student achievement, help students reach better success in school.
Wayne, how did this all get started?
Well, it goes back to just after I left radio full-time. As you know, Dan, that was my real job. I was a broadcaster for about 20 years. And in 2009, I left radio and began a second chapter as a speaker for the employment website, Monster.com. They had a program back in those days called Making It Count, where they hired speakers to do their program in high schools and colleges. And I did that for a couple years, spoke to about 100 different schools. And that company went out of business in 2011, right about the time I ran for Congress, when I started my campaign for Congress. And I kept that idea, and I realized that the need for educators to have another tool to get students involved and invested in their own education. And so I started working on Brave Enough to Fail. And by the way, the message, Brave Enough to Fail, simply means success requires courage. You have to be brave enough to risk failure in order to achieve anything. Kind of like starting a political campaign, opening a business. Any entrepreneur will tell you that one of the biggest hurdles that anybody faces is fear of failure. And the whole idea behind Brave Enough to Fail is to inspire students with the courage to believe in their dreams and to see their education as a way to get there. So I started right at the end of my campaign in 2012 when I realized, okay, I'm not going to Washington, so what else could I do to help? And I went back to this idea, and I went to some of my supporters, actually, Dan, some really good folks that supported my campaign, and I sat down with them and I said, look, this is my idea. I want to help our young people. And some of those folks invested the startup capital to get this idea off the ground. And we tested it out. We did the presentations first in New Haven at Hillhouse High School, at Harding High School in Bridgeport, AI Tech in Hartford, Granby High School in Granby, and another high school over in New Jersey. And the results, Dan, were phenomenal. We really, quite honestly, underestimated the need and desire for a program like this. And as we started to flesh it out, we added the scholarship component. And, you know, because, you know, it's great to go into a school and you give a great speech and say, believe in yourself, and that's fine. But what do you do after I leave? You know, speech is done. Okay, fine. So by adding the scholarship component, we provide a scholarship for each school. It's a $1,000 scholarship, and it's given on a financial need basis and based on grade and a recommendation for teacher, pretty much like any other scholarship. And as we got going, we decided, you know what, one scholarship for, let's say, an audience of, for instance, 600 people. Like when we spoke at Harding High School, we had an audience of 600. Well, one scholarship is rather meager. I mean, wouldn't you say, Dan? I mean,
yeah,
you know, if you're sitting there, I got one in, 600 chance of getting that scholarship. So we increased it to 5 scholarships. Now it's a competition.
Now you have a scholarship drive taking place, right? You're looking to raise money in order to add to these scholarships. Is that it?
Exactly. Our campaign is called 100 for 100, and we are raising $100,000 to provide 100 scholarships to 20 high schools throughout Connecticut, and they will be in some of our most in-need high schools in places like Bridgeport, Stamford, New Haven, Hartford, Waterbury. And, okay, picture this, Dan. Next June, 100 students from across the state receiving $1,000 scholarships to further their education. You know, that's phenomenal.
Wayne, there's a student achievement gap all over, but it's particularly evident in Connecticut, isn't it?
Absolutely. For whatever reason, Connecticut has for a while had one of the largest educational achievement gaps between low-income and minority students and their more affluent peers, one of the highest in the nation. We have made some progress lately, and that's great, but we have a lot more work to do, and this is a way to come at it from the ground up. You know, we have a lot of folks that are working on the policy and you know, getting more resources for teachers and hiring better teachers and that sort of thing. But what's being done to help students? You know, one of the biggest problems that a lot of our schools face, you talk to a principal in New Haven, Hartford, Bridgeport, one of their biggest problems is the fact that so many of their students drop out along the way. We have schools that are unfortunately termed dropout factories. And our goal is to give more students, even in the most dire circumstances, a reason to hang in there and believe in themselves and to work to overcome their circumstances, because it can be done. Will we reach every child? Is this a silver bullet? Absolutely not. But you know what? I was one of those kids that was reached because of a message back when I was 14 years old.
How were you reached?
When I was a young kid in Cleveland, Ohio, I was raised by my great-grandmother, Dan. The woman that raised me was born in 1911. She raised me until she was too old to take care of me, and I ended up in the child welfare system. I was in an orphanage for a year, and you know, I was in Boys Town. Well, I flunked eighth grade, and when I was 14 years old, I was wandering around the streets of Cleveland, hadn't been to school with any regularity for about a year. So statistically, I was on a path to either the cemetery or the penitentiary. And a friend of mine, his father was speaking to him one day. I just happened to be in the room. And what his dad said was, "Son, always strive for excellence, no matter what you do. Excellence will overcome prejudice, poverty, and adversity every time." And I'm still in touch with both the dad and his son to this day. And Dan, neither of them remember that conversation, but I do. I say, God was speaking to me that day. And I've always remembered that message, and I kept going back to that message. And so I know firsthand that on the right day, from the right source, a message can change the trajectory of someone's life. And so that's what we do.
But it has to be a powerful message in order to reach some of these disengaged students, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Which is why not everyone, you know, can do it. And yes, I'll toot my own horn to say that holding the attention span of 600 or 700 14-year-olds in, you know, some of our, or in any school, is difficult at best. You've got to be compelling, interesting, funny, all that stuff rolled into one, or else a big study hall is going to break out. And I simply use my life experience, my story, and my communication skills that I've honed over, you know, 20 years of broadcasting and doing everything that I've done in my life, and the talent that God has given me. And yes, we put together a powerful message and it resonates.
Talking with Wayne Winsley, Executive Director for Brave Enough to Fail. Wayne, one of the things I hear when I talk to students who have dropped out of high school, but some of them have turned their lives around by going back to school or getting involved in, for example, the Hartford Job Corps Academy, one of the things I hear is that they don't find school interesting enough. What needs to be done in order to make school more interesting and motivational for these students? Or does it have to be the other way around? The student has to go to school and the student has to have the motivation. Which is it?
It's both. One thing I can tell you, for the past couple years, I've actually had the great fortune to be working as a teacher in the classroom at Faith Preparatory in New Milford. And I can tell you, number one, it does have to, you have to be able to reach students on the level that they learn. You do. It has to be relevant to them. But also, the student must want to learn. And that's what makes what we do so important. Brave Enough to Fail simply seeks to inspire the want to. Because, Dan, there isn't a program in the world that can make your son or daughter study if they don't want to. So it has to start there. Yes, the curriculum, or at least the delivery of the curriculum, sure, it has to be delivered in a way that the student can comprehend and relate to on some level, but the want to, the desire has to be there. And think of your grandkids, all right, in their classroom setting. If one student decides that he doesn't want to be there, this is not interesting, and he's just going to disrupt the class, does that affect your grandchild's learning experience?
Absolutely. Doesn't it? It disrupts the class, right?
It does. Now, flip it around. What if that disruptive student has a reason to actually focus and pay attention in order to get what he or she wants? Now, does that affect your grandchild's learning experience? Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's the value. That's the real impact of what we do. It's hard to quantify that on a piece of paper, but any educator will tell you that if a student is invested in the learning experience and decides that they want to participate and that there's a value for them in what's going on, it is of immeasurable impact to the entire classroom. And what we are doing is we are seeking to raise achievement by simply inspiring more kids to want to succeed, because it will help them achieve their dreams. And that's why we start out, our presentations start out by asking students, what's your dream? What's your goal? What is it that if you had your absolute choice of job, career, or hobby, you would be doing this? And now picture yourself doing that thing. And this is how you get it. It takes courage, it takes hard work, and it takes educating yourself and preparing yourself to take your shot at your dream.
How do you keep many of these students motivated? How do you keep that inner flame burning when, for example, they have to return home, which might be a broken home environment, or, you know, the father's not there or the mother's not there? How do you keep that student motivated, Wayne?
By giving them a lifeline that they can continue to touch on. One of the things that we do is we offer the Brave Enough to Fail newsletter. Students can sign up voluntarily, and each month they get a reaffirming motivational message. They also then get information based on what they say they're interested in. For instance, if a student in the feedback form in their subscription says, you know what, I'm interested in becoming a doctor or an engineer, well, in their edition of the newsletter, they'll get little tidbits about that as well. The other thing is we partner with other organizations, other nonprofits, to offer ongoing resources, not only for kids, but for parents as well. So what we are putting together, we're trying to create a path to help students be more successful and to give them ongoing resources that they can use long after the presentation has gone away.
So you go into a school and you talk to the students, but like you said, then you leave the school. What happens next? You make these resources available. Explain that to our audience.
Okay. Yes. When we do the presentation in schools, we let students know that, number one, there is a scholar, there's $5,000 in scholarship money being left at this school, not for somebody in the district, not for somebody in the state, but somebody in this room will get that money. Five students. So that's one thing. It gives them an attainable goal to work toward. Second, students are invited to sign up for the newsletter, which will give them ongoing information and resources and also connect them to all the other resources that our partners offer as well.
Wayne, what's the reception from the school districts? Obviously, you have to sit down with the school districts and get permission to go into these schools. What's that reception been like?
Phenomenal. When originally, when we approached, for instance, Harding in Bridgeport, the principal looked at the program in our meeting, looked at a short video clip, and originally we wanted to speak to the juniors and seniors. And the principal Black said, absolutely not. I would like this for my entire student body. So we retooled the program. We did it over 2 days to 1,200 students. We have, since we've put up our website, because we're a brand new nonprofit, really. We've just started. We received our 501c3 only in October of 2015. But since we've gone officially live, we've gotten requests from as far away as Los Angeles, schools in Minnesota, in Chaska, Minnesota, reached out to us to ask if we could come to their school. I've never heard of Chaska, Minnesota. The Boys and Girls Club of Washington, D.C. has now reached out and would like to work with us, as well as schools, you know, here in Connecticut, Stamford, Waterbury, all over. So the desire for the program is off the charts. It's really just a matter of resources.
Mm-hmm. And again, the scholarships, if somebody wants to make a donation for these scholarships, how do they go about doing that?
They can go right to our website. It's braveenoughtofail.org, braveenoughtofail.org. And they can make a donation right there. And you can choose where you want your money to go. You can go right direct. You have all of your money go directly to the scholarships, or you can donate and have your donation go to help provide the programs and schools. So it's however you would like to help.
This is so fascinating to me. When you talk to the students, what interests do they have in the way of careers?
They run the gamut. Last week, actually, were at WestCon, Western Connecticut State University. We were one of the feature presenters for the Summer Youth College Fair. And this is for, we spoke to about 400 students from across Connecticut that were involved in the Upward Bound program. And I had a student come up to me and say, you know, I want to be a choreographer. One student wanted to be an artist. Another student came to me and said that they want to be a physical therapist. So it runs the gamut. And it is so awesome, Dan. To see that spark start to light in the eyes of some of these students, and yes, they come up to you and they say, yeah, I want to do this, I want to do that, and the message is, you can. Is it easy? No. But is it possible? Yes.
Well, that's the big thing, wanting to do something and having the commitment and the discipline to pursue that something, as you know, are two different things, right?
Yes. And that's how we drive the message home. One of the ways I explain it is this. Have you ever played a video game? And I'm asking you directly. Have you ever played a video game of any type?
I have.
Okay. So, if you've ever played a video game, you've actually touched the key to success in no matter what your dream is. And here's why that's so. If you've ever played a video game, you know that you'll be cooking along, playing, and you reach that level that you just can't get past.
Right.
You know, it's like, and usually it's level 10. Level 10 is like from the pit of hell in any video game. But guess what? It's not impossible. The solution is built into the game. You have to find it. So you have a choice. You can either drop the controller, walk away and say it's too difficult, or you keep working at it and you figure it out. And once you realize, oh, wait, okay, if I jump off the rock, then go to the wall, grab the rope, and then I can swing across the pit, and there you go. And once you cross that obstacle, once you get past that obstacle, you can take your game to an entirely new level. The same principle applies in life. In pursuit of your dream, there's going to be that point where it's difficult, it's rough. Oh, I can't do it. I don't have enough money. It's whatever. But you have a choice. You can either walk away and drop it, your dream, and forget about it, or you can keep working at it and keep finding, come at it from a different angle, or you stick there, you make one more sales call, you make one more appointment, you do one more thing, and once you get past that obstacle, you'll take your life to a whole new level. That's the key. That's the difference between driving a used Ford or a new Ferrari, the courage to go after it and the persistence to stick with it until you get the keys.
What a great message. Wayne, before we wrap up this interview, anything else you'd like to add?
I would just like for people to really help us get the word out about this program. So make a donation. Go to the website, braveenoughtofail.org, and take a look at it. See what we do. Share it. Make a donation. Share the webpage. Share the links. And let's help our students do better. We can close the achievement gap one student at a time with motivation and some money.
Wayne, great message. And thank you very much for joining us on Front and Center.
Dan, thank you so very much for having me.